Live. You can bring up anything if you dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Of course, we will take your calls about anything. That's the point of the show. Meantime, we'll bring up stuff that you might find interesting, like global cooling. Right, Mark? What's going on?
Well,
or what was going on?
Right? Yeah, this is from Forbes.com. It's called The Fiction of Climate Science by Gary Sutton. How many of you are too young to remember? I'm not. I remember this. But in 1975, our government pushed the coming ice age. Now, I was born in 1971, so the way I remember it is kind of, a little skewed. But I remember a book that was in the bathroom, that stayed in the bathroom a very long time, that my mom had on sort of global cooling and why it was coming in the 70s and how we would have the new ice age. Random House dutifully printed The Weather Conspiracy, Coming of the New Ice Age. This may only maybe the only book ever written by 18 authors. All 18 lived just a short sled ride from Washington, D.C. Now, he's making the case here that this was pushed, that in 1975 our government pushed the coming ice age. So, it kind of made me wonder here. Newsweek fell in line and did a cover issue warning us of global cooling and 1975 and April the 28th issue, and the New York Times on August the 14th, 1976, reported many signs that Earth is headed for another ice age. Okay, you say that's the media, but what did our rational scientists say? In 1974, the National Science Board announced,
"It's a consensus.
During the last 20 to 30 years, world temperature has fallen. Irregularly at first, but more sharply over the past decade. Judging from the record of the past interglacial ages, the present time of high temperatures should be drawing to an end, leading into the next ice age." You can't blame these scientists for sucking up the feds.
Now, what did they call for? More cars on the road, more cows farting? I mean, what did they call for as a result of that? Or were they just trying to scare people?
I think they were just letting people know that the world is going into another ice age.
I see.
I don't recall anyone claiming at that point that the humans were doing it, but maybe they got an idea from that. I don't know.
I wouldn't be able to recall very much. I mean, how old were you at that time?
I saw an In Search Of with Leonard Nimoy that was about global cooling. They had it on the History Channel. So I think you can still acquaint yourself with the idea even if you weren't around for the mid-70s.
Oh, I'm sure you can. I'm just... Mark made it sound like he was paying attention back then, and he wouldn't have been able to.
I was paying as much attention as one could at 5.
Right.
You can't blame these scientists for sucking up the Fed's mantra du jour. Scientists live off grants. Remember how Galileo recanted his preaching about the Earth revolving around the sun? He, of course, was about to be barbecued by his leaders. Today's scientists merely lose their cash flow. But threats work. In 2002, I stood in a room of the Smithsonian. One entire wall charted the cooling of our globe over the past 60 million years. This was no straight line. The curve had two steep dips, followed by leveling. There were no significant warming periods. Smithsonian scientists inscribed it across some 20 feet of plaster with timelines. Last year I went back. That fresco was painted over. The same curve hides behind smoked glass, shrunk to 3 feet, but showing the same cooling trend. Hey, why should the Smithsonian put its tax-free status at risk? If the politicians decide to whip up public fear in a different direction, get with it, oh ye subsidized servants. Downplay the embarrassing old chart and maybe nobody will notice. Sorry.
Wait, what did they do to the chart?
Well, they apparently got it, shrunk it, basically.
So it's still there, they just kind of minimized it a bit.
So he says, behind smoked glass.
Hmm.
I don't know. I haven't been there. I haven't looked at it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just was trying to understand what he was saying there, that's all.
It's the job of elected officials to whip up panic. Then they get reelected. Their supporters fall in line. Al Gore thought he might ride his global warming crusade back towards the White House. If you saw his movie, which opened showing cattle on his farm, you start to understand how shallow this is. The United Nations say that cattle, farting and belching methane, create more global warming than all of the SUVs in the world.
Hmm.
Even more laughably, Al and his camera crew flew first class for that film, consuming 50% more jet fuel per seat mile than coach flyers, while his Tennessee mansion sucks up as much carbon as 20 average homes.
Well, he can't be expected to sit back with all the little people.
Yeah. His PR folks say he's carbon neutral due to some trades. I'm unsure of how that works,
but trades?
Well, he's traded carbon credits.
Whatever the hell that means. I still don't understand what that means.
Well, I figure I'm covered. I've got 11 acres of trees, so nobody can. I can do whatever I want. I'm carbon covered. I actually have the trees themselves. And I have enough trees, I could probably rent some trees out to you. Would you like to be carbon neutral, Ian?
I don't care.
But you, I mean, you aren't going to be carbon neutral. I'd like to rent my trees.
Well, wait, how are they going to tax you on this carbon tax thing anyway? I mean,
Let's talk about renting my trees.
The carbon tax?
Yeah.
Well, as I understand it, it's essentially you're going to have to pay for the privilege to pollute. So if you're, say, a plant producing automobiles and you release a certain amount of greenhouse gases during the manufacturing product, there will be a certain market for carbon credits.
And so they're going to go after the manufacturers, not necessarily the
users. They're going to go after anybody produce any significant business that's producing any kind of CO2 emissions or greenhouse gas emissions.
So and you're the essentially, costs you're
gonna,
be passed on.
Right. You're going to have to pay to burn fossil fuel, essentially.
Got it. So they're not coming after me personally, then, is what you're saying.
Well, it's essentially a VAT tax on energy.
Right.
So you'll be paying it. You'll just pay it on. It'll just get paid up on the line, and then if you want to consume it, it's inside the price. But I'd really rather talk about renting my trees out to you.
No, that's okay.
Okay. His PR folks say he's carbon neutral due to some trades. I'm not sure of how that works, but maybe there's a tribe in the Sudan that can't have a campfire for the next 100 years to cover Al's energy gluttony. I don't know. I'm just not sophisticated enough to know how this stuff works, but I do understand he flies a private jet when the camera crew is gone. The fall of Saigon in the 70s may have distracted the shrill pronouncements of the imminent ice age. Science's prediction of
I saw him in a video getting into a like an SUV-style van. You'd think he would have been hopping into one of those Prius things. Or
he should ride a bike.
Should be walking, right.
Yeah.
Maybe get a Segway.
Science magazine predicted a full-blown 10,000-year ice age. Came from its March 1, 1975 issue. The Christian Science Monitor observed that armadillos...
It could happen.
It could, yeah. Well, but I mean, then we should get about the business of warming the globe, shouldn't
right.
we? The Christian Science Monitor observed that armadillos were retreating south from Nebraska to escape the global cooling in its August the 27th, 1974 issue.
Mm.
That armadillo caveat seems reminiscent of today's tales of polar bears drowning due to glaciers disappearing. Well, scientists march the drumbeat of grant money. At least trees don't lie. Their growth rings show that what's happened, no matter which philosophy is in power. Tree rings show a mini ice age in Europe about the time Stradivarius crafted his violins. Chilled alpine spruce gave him tighter wood, so the instruments sang with a new purity. But England had to give up the wines that Romans cultivated while our globe cooled. Switching from grapes to colder weather gains and leaning to take the comfort of beer and whiskey and ales. Many centuries...
I'm sorry, that sentence didn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, it didn't make much sense to me. Switching from grapes to colder weather grains, not gains, grains, and learning to take comfort with beer, whiskey, and ales. My computer's moving funny, and so it's hard for me to see. Many centuries later, during a global warming period, Greenland was green, and so it stayed and was settled by Vikings for generations until global cooling came along. Leif Erikson even made it to Newfoundland, his shallow draft boats, perfect for sailing and rowing up rivers to conquer villages, wouldn't have stood a chance against a baby iceberg. These sustained temperature swings, all before the evil economic beliefs of oil consumption, suggest that there are factors at work besides humans. Today, as I pick out these words, the Weather Channel is broadcasting views of a freakish and early snow falling on Dallas. And it did. The Iowa State Extension Service reports that the record corn crop expected this year will have unusually large kernels thanks to relatively cool August and September temperatures.
Well, now, aren't the global warming people essentially claiming that it's not global warming, it's global climate change?
Yeah,
anytime the temperature changes, they can claim it's man's fault.
They've already had to soften their position because they understood that it was difficult to show any kind of a real warming trend.
You can bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Take control of the airwaves, 1-800- 259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
Hey, did you know that you can now order Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra online? That's right, it's true. And it's convenient now. Genuine FDA-approved Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra online at Viamedic.com. That's V, like in Victor, Viamedic.com, V-I-A-M-E-D-I-C.com. That's right, you can order now. No doctor visits necessary. You can get a complete private consultation with a U.S. licensed physician, and licensed pharmacists will review that information. You'll get a prescription, and they'll fill your order. That's right, Viamedic.com, ladies and gentlemen. And if you happen to want to save $10 on your first order, you could use the coupon code SAVAGE while online at Viamedic.com. The coupon code SAVAGE will save you $10 on your FDA-approved Viagra, Cialis, or Levitra order. Or you can call this phone number for more information, and that phone number is 1-888-388-MEDS. That's 1-888-388-MEDS, M-E-D-S.
This is Tom from HempUSA.org, and I'm here to thank the listeners who have purchased our products over the last 3 years. We all know these products have made their lives healthier and safer. At HempUSA.org, we have constantly strived to bring new products to the forefront. Why use chemically laden products that can be absorbed into the skin and cause disease? Why have 10 products when you only need one? And why waste your money on products that don't work? If you ask yourself these questions and want to know more about new innovative products, please call HempUSA.org at 908-691-2608. From our non-food items to our storable and daily foods, it's quality that counts for the health and welfare of our customers. Again, I thank you all for sharing in our success and by joining as affiliates and being a part of the hemp revolution. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the Sickle CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And those features, by the way, include live streams. We have a broadband version of the show, a dial-up version, a webcam, which is available in via two webcam providers. Plus, we've got the brand new Free Talk Live listen lines. All of that is for you there free at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. readers of freedomsphoenix.com get the real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationships that we have with coercive governments. freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go to freedomsphoenix.com and sign up for the free daily dispatch. And as a matter of fact, that's where I found this story. It's freedomsphoenix.com.
Mark, you started the show out tonight with a story from Forbes that was going back into the 70s, returning back into a few decades ago to talk about how back then the government and its lackeys were promoting the idea of an ice age coming about and that everybody should be very, very frightened because the ice age is coming. And, of course, I'm sure government was promoted as the solution somehow to it. It's not really explained in the story as to how that would be, but we certainly know that the government is being promoted as the solution to the so-called global climate change today.
Well, I've heard this this message from politicians recently, and Rahm Emanuel's name comes to mind, is never let a good crisis go to waste.
Yeah.
Maybe they figured that out and then, you know, sort of saw the opportunity with climate change or something like that.
Right. There's always something, right? There's always some specter of destruction that is just around the corner, that we some kind of crisis, like you say, that we need the government for. If it weren't for the government, then we would never have had the wonderful society that we have today. We would be a poor third world nation without the government. The government is so great. So whether it's the ice age or global climate change or communism or terrorism or drug dealers or whatever, there's always something out there, right? Or the Japs or the gooks or whatever. There's some sort of enemy. There's something around the corner that just
some group that the government wants to pit you against for their own purposes.
Yeah, whether it's a group or just something that you can't feel like you can't control, feel like that it's bigger than you, that you have no control over. But the government is bigger than you, too, and they are there to protect you. Thank goodness we have this United States federal government looking out for us.
It's
Don't worry,
God.
Citizens. You can sleep safely at night.
Yes, it's the communist god. Essentially that was what the line was from the United States government back when we were fighting the commies. Those godless commies believe their government is God, and well, really, what do we have now? A government that can solve all your problems. Well, if it can solve all your problems, it can take all your freedoms.
It can even make jobs, too. Oh, did you have more that you wanted to share?
Oh, yeah, this keeps on going on. Did you want to continue with
it? Yeah, if you like it. Sure.
Yeah, I think it's great. The author here continues with his tirade against global climate change, and he made some very good case about how several scientific organizations talked about the coming ice age back in the 70s, and maybe it's not the consensus as it is today, but then again, science wasn't as thoroughly funded by the government back in the 70s as it is now either. So I think that there's, that's something that needs to be looked at. I'm sure the data that these scientists use, by and large, is pretty good data, and that most of them believe whatever it is that they believe. I always question motives and how people are incentivized, and they have to make a good case before I'm going to go for this whole global.
Regardless of how good their data is, what they're looking at data trends over, say, 150 years tops of actual measurable climate records. So they don't actually have a long enough time frame to establish whether there's climate change going on that's outside of the natural variation or not.
And previously, these same scientist folks were saying that the globe is cooling, and here's the charts to prove it. So now they're saying the globe is warming, here are the charts to prove it.
Well, even if you do go for, as you say, Mark, well, you need more information before you'll go for global climate change. Even if you were to go for it and believe that man is actually having some kind of an effect on the climate of the Earth, that doesn't mean that the conclusion you'll reach about what to do is the same. So even if you were to be a believer in let's say it's true. Let's say that all the various different little devices and cars and stuff like that and the cows and all, it's all having an effect somehow on how warm the planet is. Then, okay, well, I would think the people on this show would support solutions that have to do with the marketplace and,
sure,
and voluntary solutions. And
I don't think the government, even if we knew for certain that the man was causing global climate change, that the government would be the best organization to take care of that issue. That's certainly what I believe. But I also am skeptical of global climate change going on at all. I'm also of the opinion that I like the idea of believing what scientists say. I don't get a lot from scientists, and I think that they're really terrible communicators as far as getting their data out there, that it has to go through several layers of journalists in order to get to me, and then you know, what's the journalist's agenda? I don't know.
And when you have a journalist or a news agency reporting on something like global climate change, they want to keep people tuned in. You don't want people leaving when the ad break starts. You want them to hold through, hopefully, to catch the next segment. And if you lead people to believe that we're all going to die because of global climate change and that there's something that can be done about it, then people are going to stay tuned because they want to hear what you have to say next. If you say that there is a climate shift going on, apparently, we're not really sure, and we don't really know what's causing it, people don't find that interesting. People want answers, and they want it all wrapped up in a nice little package.
That's what they pay their politicians for, right?
Yeah, answers. And they want to believe that something's being done beyond that, and the government is very good at posturing itself as though it's doing something, when in point of fact, all it's going to do here is tax certain businesses to the point where they might not be able to do business or go out of business or something like that. If you look at the marketplace, you'll see a tremendous trend towards green this and green that.
Yes, huge.
And so that's not because the government has mandated that businesses go green. It's because the businesses perceive that, hey, this green stuff's pretty popular. We need to go ahead and be green. So they're
some of it's that way
themselves.
And some of it isn't. Some of it's due to tax incentives the government set up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a lot of it is. But that doesn't mean
they market themselves. If it was just about taxes, they wouldn't be marketing it.
The foothold of green cars took place before government incentives really came along. So the Honda Insight that got 70 miles to the gallon, which then they remodified after they changed their test that made it was way too easy for it, down to like 50 miles to the gallon. And I'd also like to point out that the Geo Metro back in the 90s got close to that if you got the manual transmission, and it had no batteries or anything in it that God knows what you'd do with these batteries.
It was a very, very light car.
It was,
ridden
yes.
in a Geo Metro.
Yeah,
it's, I believe it was a three-cylinder in some cases. Wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a three-cylinder, yeah.
That's like a lawnmower, right? Almost?
It's almost, close, right?
Yeah. Lawnmowers are two, aren't they?
The displacement on a Geo Metro is probably a lot more than your standard lawnmower.
Yeah, shows what I know about cars.
Yeah, it'd be a powerful lawnmower, but it doesn't change the fact. I didn't even get to finishing
that's
up
fine.
The story.
800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We may share some more highlights here in a moment. And, of course, take your calls about whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. You're welcome to comment on this or bring up absolutely anything. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And SurvivalistSeeds.com. where I just released my best offer ever, 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by, and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, well, kid, you're killing me. Okay, they want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree. Oh, my goodness. Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys. Yeah, we know. You love us too.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want if you dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick Emmerich.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we give you the features free. So enjoy those on us, including updates. Get signed up. Keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
And take the startpage.com 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use startpage.com instead of your big brother search engine and experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, and unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy inside of your search. Start the 7-day challenge today at startpage.com. That's startpage.com.
All right, we continue with your calls going on screen to the AMP lines. You're on Free Talk Live. Who's this?
This is Kurt from Michigan. How are you tonight, gentlemen?
Great. What's on your mind, dude?
Well, first off, I'd like to thank Mark for the wonderful compliment that he paid me during my last call.
What was that?
The last time I was talking about prevention.
Shoot.
Oh, and he's on a cell phone. Tell you what, Kurt, we're going to try you back. Meantime, we're going to Scott in Massachusetts. Scott, you are on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Good evening, Ian, Nick, and Mark. How are you?
Yes, sir. Good evening. What's up?
I've never been so disillusioned as an American. I don't even know where to begin. I guess I'll begin at the beginning. This stimulus money, trillions of dollars. Let me see if I got this straight. The American taxpayer bailed out these greedy banks, Goldman Sachs, Chase Manhattan, Citigroup, so on.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're broke. And now these greedy bankers, I know you get annoyed with me, but not all of them. A lot of them are Jewish. Forget, and they've stolen our money. Now we're in the poorhouse. People can't pay their mortgages, can't pay their bills. So now they end up living off the fat of the land, and we're broke. And that doesn't even add up to the trillions being squandered in Iraq and Afghanistan for a war that's going down a rat hole. So our country's going to hell in a handbasket. Our people, unemployment is skyrocketing. Food stamps are skyrocketing. The whole country's falling apart. Our country is
you know, Scott, if you wouldn't interject the little comments about Jewish people into your calls, and there have been some calls where you have completely avoided it,
I know,
you wouldn't lose credibility almost instantaneously.
Well,
and what you have to say is fairly accurate, with the exception of, you know, just throwing in the comment about some of them are Jews.
Okay. Some of them are Jews.
That may be true. But I can also say that some of the most nicest people I've ever met in my life are also Jews, and they're not part of some vast international banking conspiracy or any kind of conspiracy.
What I mean that is, like George Soros, he's done so much harm to this country.
Where can Scott go that he can meet up with some nice Jewish people and maybe, you know...
Temple.
Yeah, just shock him to the core that these are not a group of people that is meeting secretly to try to take over the world.
Well, I mean, the fact of the matter is that a lot of Jews were forced into the banking and finance industries in Europe, but more or less because they were pushed towards it because a lot of Christians at the time didn't believe it was right to handle money. It was considered a dirty job. It was considered a dirty job to be a money changer and somebody who made interest.
AIPAC is another American Israel. I got to be honest with you, and I can't lie to you. When I see these boys at Walter Reed Hospital with no arms and no legs, I do blame the aid we gave to Israel.
I didn't give any aid to anybody. Please don't include me in that. I've given money to the United Way locally here, but I've certainly not given any money.
I don't mean you per se. I mean the United States government.
Okay,
has
so
been
make it
railroaded
clear.
By the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee. Now we're sucked into Afghanistan, Iraq. You know what they're trying to do, don't you? They're trying to encircle Iran. It won't be long till we're in war with Iran. And then when that day happens, our military is stretched so thin. So I don't know what's going to become of this nation, gentlemen. And that doesn't
it's doomed. I mean, all nations are doomed. They don't survive beyond usually a couple
empires
of years.
Crumble.
Yeah.
You said it. The American empire is on its way out. And our nation... Is a police state. I heard you last night. I don't know if all of you were on, but I heard where one of your members said that he was a Navy SEAL. I think it was it Mark? And that they came to his home and they
right then.
We were
reading an email from one of our listeners.
And we do have a police state. And I'm going to tell you something. I see it on the roads. Let me leave you listeners with a thought. It doesn't take much to step out of line in this state where I come from, Massachusetts, in this country, a knock on the door, and I'm sure your listeners, I don't want to get off subject, but if you bring your thing to CVS or Walgreens or whatever, you take a picture of your child in the bathtub, some moron who's developing it gives it to the authorities, oh, this is child pornography, you can have the authorities on your doorstep. This country is going to hell in a handbasket. Everything's crazy in this nation. And I'm going to tell you something else. Freedom of speech will be the next thing that will be the next casualty with political correctness and everything. So I've never hated being an American.
I don't know. I mean, that's an interesting prediction, Scott, but it doesn't matter if a speech is free or not, really, as long as people keep paying taxes, don't you think?
Yes, I suppose. But let me just say, when these boys are fighting for Iraq and Afghanistan, and they come home with no legs, and they're fighting for Goldman Sachs and trillionaires on Wall Street that have stolen, raped, that's the word, they've raped this nation, phony politicians. I'm going to tell you, if I had a son, I'd send him the hell up to Canada. I wouldn't have him shed a drop of his blood for this country. America's rotten.
Well,
it's
luckily they haven't
brought
the draft back yet, but that may be a pretty safe prediction. I thank you, Scott, for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. There certainly have been some hints, I would say, over the last decade that they've been talking about bringing the draft back. The draft boards they've been working on restaffing them.
It wouldn't really take very much, I don't think, for them to take that leap. I think what would lead them to make that decision they probably wouldn't institute a draft just because, but if there was another pretext to go to war, say with Iran or Korea, if
shortage of troops, if
there was another terrorist attack, which would, in the politicians' eyes, essentially necessitate that the United States go to war, then they're going to go to war, and there simply are not the troops available to fight both Afghanistan, the remaining presence in Iraq, and all of the other bases around the world, and launch a new offensive. It's just not possible. So they would have to bring a draft into play.
They could do a foreign legion option, which is what France and Spain both have had foreign legions.
We currently allow foreigners to serve in the U.S. military.
That's correct. But a lot of the people
in the U.S. military are, in fact, from places like, Mexico, Guatemala.
As a quick path to citizenship, right?
Yes.
I don't understand why they don't have recruiting stations on the border, quite honestly.
They might, actually.
I don't encourage this behavior. I'm just saying. It wouldn't surprise me.
It's not that hard to get into the United States from Mexico and not join the U.S. military. You just come across the border. You might have to jump over a fence, but you don't have to give 4 years of your life. And at worst, you're going to get deported back to Mexico and then come back. So I don't see how, if you're from, say, Mexico or one of the countries where you can actually get to the United States fairly easily, I don't think that's a strong selling point.
Aren't they? Didn't we have a story in the past where, I don't know if it was immigrants or whatever, but judges were giving people who've been busted, and I thought it was for immigration, the opportunity to join up with the U.S. military somehow, like as part of their, instead of going to jail?
I don't know if I've heard anything recently on that. I know once upon a time it was not uncommon to be offered military service as an alternative to jail time, especially for, generally young people who are, they're not hardened criminals, but they have had some offense that could put them in jail for a year or two.
Well, I mean, just think about how that would be on somebody who's crossing the border without going through all the paperwork. If they get rounded up, if they get caught and they go in front of some sort of a magistrate or judge or whatever, and the judge says, well, we can send you back to where you came from. We can, or if you really want to get into this country, just sign right here. We'll take care of you for 4 years. You can just go over to Afghanistan and come back and you'll be right on your way to being a U.S. citizen. It might work for some people. It might just make them think, oh, okay, I'd rather just go ahead and do that. That sounds like a safe path or a somewhat easy path. 800-259-9231. You can bring up what you want to control the airwaves. Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast, and at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees. Some restrictions apply. Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, you can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features for free, so enjoy those on us. And that's freetalklive.com. And if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, one of the ways you can do that is by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Head on over to amp.freetalklive.com. Learn more about the program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is you send us $3 a month with any major credit card or PayPal account or some alternative options. We take that money, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations across the country, bring more internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. And, of course, the more stations we have, the easier the marketing of the show becomes. I just ran some of the numbers today. It was back in early August that we crossed the 50-station threshold. Just this past weekend, we crossed the 60-station threshold. And so that's 4 months.
Quick, yeah. It's four quick months. From 50 to 60.
Now, I can remember it was only
from
about a year.
From 40 to 50 was a long stretch, though.
Yeah, it was only about a year ago where it took about a year to get 10. Mm-hmm. So we've gotten 10 in 4 months now, which is quite a bit faster.
Well, we actually had gotten more than that for that year. We lost some stations, too.
Yeah,
so
they come and they go. I mean, it's interesting that Free Talk Live has been around since 2002, and some of the stations that we've been on, just they haven't lasted that long. So.
Yeah, happens.
Yeah, that's just the way it is. But, hey, thanks to everybody who's a Free Talk Live amplifier, and you can join the ranks and get yourself access to perks like the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com and get on board. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Let's continue with your phone calls about whatever you want. The Smoking Vegan is on the line in California. You're on Free Talk Live.
Ian, Nick, Mark, what's up, guys?
What's on your mind?
Well, I called because I have, actually this is kind of for Mark. He's got the little boy at home. I've got a couple daughters. And my 8-year-old recently called me out on an issue of principle, which is, you know, being honest.
Hmm.
And she said, you know, she found out that Santa Claus wasn't real.
Uh-oh, how'd she find that out? Her friends?
You know, kids at school, right? You know, she found out from kids at school that, hey, you know, Santa might not be real. Some of the kids still believe that it is. And she called me out on it. She asked me, hey, is Santa real? And, of course, I had to come clean and say, yeah, you know, Santa is real. But before that time, I kind of... I'm sorry, I said Santa isn't real. But before that time, I said Santa was real because Mom was conditioned to believe that part of Christmas is believing that Santa Claus is real.
Wait, because Mom was?
Right, because Mom was brought up with the belief that part of Christmas is, an integral part of Christmas is Santa Claus.
So you're, what you told your daughter was that the reason we had lied to you is because Mom said we should, not because it was
I would never do that. Boy, she would cut me off at the, yeah, talk about the ball tapper there. That would certainly take place. No, I would never tell her that her mom convinced me to lie to her, but I had to come clean and tell her, hey, Santa Claus isn't real, and, you know, the Easter Bunny's not real, the Tooth Fairy's not real, and she kind of got those really easily, but the Santa Claus thing really broke her up, and she asked me why I lied. And I said, you know what, maybe I wasn't as principled as I am now, and I take it back. I hope that we can be honest together in the future. Hey, Mark, what are you going to tell your boy?
You know, I'm at this point preparing to tell him that Santa Claus, you know, to talk about Santa Claus and that kind of thing. I don't know that I'm going to push the story too thoroughly, but yeah, I'm kind of with your wife on this one, that I am sort of the opinion that Santa Claus is an important and fun part of Christmas, and I don't know that I am prepared to you know, live a life without Santa or whatever.
It's tough for me to live a life with a little bit, even just a little bit of a lie. I'm a very principled person, so I'm just a little question to those voluntarist anarchists and principled libertarians out there. Should you lie to your kids about Santa Claus?
I would say no. I think that you can still have fun with gift giving and receiving and all of that without having to bring in some mystical creature into the mix. And I think that you are correct, Smoking Vegan, that it is inappropriate to set a bad example for your children by concocting stories and lying to them.
Let me get Nick in here on this one.
An important lesson for children to learn, I feel.
That
people will lie to them in their life, because they will.
But their own parents?
If they're going to lie about government, guys, and the police are protection, and that, you know, my wife still buys into a lot of those lies, shouldn't I be straight and honest about at least Santa Claus? You know,
Personally, I think that Santa Claus is a part of Christmas when you're a young child. I would be in favor of telling your kids when they're fairly young. I think, you know, it'd be better that they hear it from you than from somebody at school, but...
Well, I can tell you what, she certainly called me out on it.
Right, and this is what I'm curious of, is how did this go? What did, so she's, like, how did the conversation between you and your eight-year-old daughter go she found out that, you know, Daddy told her lies about Santa?
It was terrible. It was horrible. She knows me to be a very principled person, that I will not lie and I will not bend, regardless of other people's ethics. I hold mine to be higher than theirs, and I'm not going to bend or lie or twist. But only on that one thing that I hadn't mentioned in years, you know, here's how it went. Basically, I was driving her home from daycare, and she said, hey, Dad, Jessica told me today that Santa Claus isn't real, and Billy told me too, and is Santa Claus real, was the flat-out question. And at that point, I just couldn't bring myself to lie to her one more time. I said, no, of course not. Santa's not real. Can you imagine a fat guy floating around on a sleigh with reindeer? And she said, no way. And I said, well, then why did you believe the lie? Well, you're my dad.
Yep.
So that made me feel terrible.
Yeah, it should have.
Yeah, that's pretty rough.
I think the vegan is onto something here.
I think Ian's a jolly old elf is what I think.
Ian is certainly not a jolly elf. He might be an elf.
He is not. You know, like I can't believe you,
Mark, are arguing in favor of being dishonest to your kids.
I'm saying the same thing.
Nick, I think
about.
It's a shame.
How honest should you be with your kids? If you're going to be honest about your kids with liberty and telling them that, hey, judges, guys in robes, don't you stand up and worship them, men. Don't you ever worship a flag. My daughter doesn't ever put her hand over her heart for the flag.
Wow, whatever. That's heroic.
But she's only doing it because
she's been told to.
Well, you have to tell your kids something.
Where that she can worship whatever she chooses, and if she chooses to worship a flag, that's okay. But then, what's the real value of worshiping a flag, or therefore putting out cookies for Santa Claus, or therefore putting your tooth under a pillow? I mean, all of those things are a bit of a lie and a.
I think the Santa Claus myth is informative for kids, because the fact of the matter is they're going to have to grow up in a society where most people do believe in whether they're institutions or ideas that are pretty much as fanciful as the myth of Santa Claus. And I think it gives them some understanding of what it's like to have a delusion like that.
Well, when I was a kid, at some point or another, the Santa Claus fantasy became a little too much for me, and I figure it was about 6, 7, 8, somewhere in there. And I concocted a new one that must more likely be true. There must be a Santa for every town. There couldn't possibly be one for the whole world. I mean, how in the world could this... How could somebody get around the entire world in a night?
Well, guys, you forget, though, there was a real Saint Nick, this German dude. He used to go around and pass out presents in this little town.
So you can tell the history without lying to your children. But my question is this: if I, if that were so, if my fantasy as a child were so, then would that guy be Santa Claus? And if so, if you could extrapolate to that point, then am I not Santa Claus when I am doing the Santa Claus stuff in my house?
Okay.
If I dress up,
well, eventually it came to that. Eventually, I had to remind her that, you know, actually, all those presents you've ever received over the years, you were so thankful to Santa Claus for. Well, that was me and your mom. And she kind of liked that, so I guess I am her personal Santa Claus, but I have to hold myself to a higher principle and never lie to people. So at this point, I don't know. The question's out there. Should you lie or not?
I think it's a great story. I'm glad that you shared that with us, and I thank you for the call.
Has your wife ever asked you if she looks fat to you?
You know what? I'm quite honest with my wife. I like them pleasantly plump.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying there's times in life that one probably should just keep one's opinion to oneself.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate it.
Directly.
Thanks for the call, Smoking Vegan. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I guess the turnabout's fair play, though, right? I mean, if you're going to lie to your kids about Santa Claus, you shouldn't be angry at them when they start lying to you, right?
They will.
Oh, they will lie.
Yeah,
absolutely. I'm just saying you shouldn't be angry because you set the example by lying to them first.
Sure.
That's ludicrous.
I can understand that concept, sure.
No.
Okay. I'm glad Nick's on board with me here.
Well, you might be ticked off, but I can understand. Everybody lies.
Do you count
my rules.
Do you count Santa Claus as one lie, or if you've told the lie over and over again, does that count as multiple lies?
Well, I guess you're lying each time you say it. So it's probably multiple
right because
lies.
You could choose to tell the truth
right.
Each time.
I mean, but look at it this way. I mean, you're feeding and clothing your children. You're
That's
caring
true.
For them. It seems to me that in some ways you've sort of paid your dues if you want to lie to them about this one magical
bad
hour
karma, man. It's
at
gonna come
one
back.
Particular time of the year. I don't think it's.
I
that
wonder
big
if people who tell their kids the truth about Santa Claus and never lie to their kids get lying as much. As parents that lie to their kids.
Boy, there's some science for you.
800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. What about those? Somebody mentioned the stimulus earlier this hour. Did you get the numbers on the job creation with that? It's pretty amazing. We'll share some of those with you here and take your calls about absolutely anything. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2's coming up.
It's time. Wake up. This is Just In Case You Care, and yeah, I'm talking to you. That's my booklet of truth for the people of America and the wake-up call for action to save our freedom. Get a copy for you and your friends at yahimtalkingtoyou.com and get involved with saving our country. That's yahimtalkingtoyou.com if you want to be part of the solution. Otherwise, just go back to sleep. You'll adjust to enslavement.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.